Peter!
Ora, ora.
Rātor, E-R, E-U, K-R-I-T. Tor tato hariki, Amini.
Māori Language Week in Parliament began on Tuesday with the Speaker, David Carter, setting a new record of 1 minute 52 seconds for reading the opening prayer in Te Reo, almost double the previous record set by his predecessor, Lockwood Smith. He used to take just on a minute to read the prayer in Māori, more than double the time required to deliver it in English. Fortunately, it was the only time that Mr. Carter had to deliver the prayer in Māori this week, after the government's leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, moved urgency at the end of Tuesday's question time to make progress on 18 government bills. Admitting that it was a long list, Mr. Brownlee said urgency was a legitimate way for a government to claim some extra time for its legislative program.
I think it would probably come as some surprise to most New Zealanders that the House only sits for 31 days a year.
He meant weeks, of course, with around 31 sitting weeks in a year, each containing some 13 hours devoted to legislation.
That adds up, sir, to 12 40-hour weeks a year to progress a government's program. That is a very, very limited amount of time. And given that members of Parliament are elected primarily to be legislators, it's not surprising that there should be strong support for more time taken in the legislative process.
Mr. Brownlee said the House Business Committee had rejected his proposal to use the extended hours provision introduced in the last revision of standing orders.
But there is one party, New Zealand First, that doesn't accept that standing order should exist, and the Labor Party have a view that only bills they agree with should be progressed during those sessions, or if there is a Wednesday morning session caused by the government, not the Thursday evening order. Session as the government proposed.
But the opposition parties had their way in the end after striking a deal with Mr. Brownlee to complete all but six of the 20 stages of the bill set down for debate in the urgency motion before the usual adjournment time at 6 on Thursday evening, in return for question times as usual on Wednesday and Thursday. Adding 10 and a half hours to the 17 of a normal sitting week, Mr. Brownlee made a net gain of 16 hours for government business in the chamber by shunting aside Wednesday's general debate and the fortnightly focus on members' bills. Suspension of urgency for meal breaks allowed the House to resume without the usual formalities, such as the daily prayer. While MPs in the debating chamber slogged their way down the bills in the urgency motion, the committee stage of the State Sector and Public Finance Reform Bill alone took 8 hours, thanks to concerted filibustering from the Labour benches, the spotlight shone brightest on a bill in one of the committee rooms. In the kind of media frenzy not seen since the Privileges Committee hearing of a contempt charge against Winston Peters in 2008, the Intelligence and Security Committee began hearings on Tuesday on the Government Communications Security Bureau and related legislation amendment bill. The committee, established by legislation in 1996, is chaired by the Prime Minister, John Key. His denial of any prior knowledge of Kim.com until the day before the raid on the internet billionaire's home on January the 20th, 2012, was the subject of the first question of the week for him from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
When he said on 25 September 2012 that he was not briefed on who would be involved in the Kim.com raid, saying, quotes, "The activity in question did not require a ministerial warrant, and I am not briefed on operational matters on every operation it undertakes," end of quotes, was he telling the truth?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Peters was in the public gallery along with Peter Dunn, replaced on the committee by Health Minister Tony Ryle, when opposition leader David Shearer put a similar question to Kim.com himself.
Do you feel that or do you know or believe that the Prime Minister was aware of what you were doing prior to what he has actually stated in public? And before the raid took place?
He knew about me before the raid. I know about that.
I didn't know.
You know, I know.
I know you don't know. I know you don't know, actually, but that's fine.
Why are you turning red, Prime Minister?
I'm not. Why are you sweating?
It's hot.
Oh, okay, sure.
Next day, back in the chamber, the same question, this time put by Labour's Deputy Leader, Grant Robertson, and answered by Mr. Key's Deputy, Bill English.
Does he stand by his many statements that the 19th of January 2012 was the first time he had heard the name Kim.com?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister does stand by his statements.
Stay tuned. Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.